Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of 1 Samuel, we finished chapter 27. Let's listen as Dr. Bloom starts with 1 Samuel chapter 28 today.
And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
For the Bible stands.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. Well, I hope that you'll have those Bibles ready. We're going to be in 1 Samuel chapter 28 as we continue to go through this great book of the Old Testament, the book of 1 Samuel, and with all those exciting, true stories. Oh, don't miss out on it today as we go over the next few days on this one chapter. What a blessing it will be to you. I encourage you to take notes along the way. I think that it'll help you out. If you should miss a message one day, you can go to our website. Our announcer gives you our website at the conclusion of each day's service. And if you would do that, just go to the website and you can look us up. And we will have that sermon posted. And we keep all of our sermons posted right there. So all you have to do is look it up and you'll be able to listen to whatever you may have missed. Now, as we look ahead, I want to invite our listeners to something special, and that is the 2014 Annual Sword Conference, July 21st through the 25th in Walkertown, North Carolina, at the Gospel Light Baptist Church. This is going to be the 80th annual anniversary, so this is going to be tremendous, the 80th anniversary of the Sword Conference. Each year that my wife and I go up there, we use it as a part of our vacation. And we hear the greatest preaching. It starts on Monday night at 7 o'clock p.m., and then you have ministries throughout the day, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and it ends Friday night, morning and afternoon, as well as evening sessions. Great lineup of preachers every year. Each year, I think it cannot top the previous year, and sure enough, it does. But not only that, you can shop their books there. There'll be an entire gymnasium filled with many things, good Christian literature, as well as other Christian things that you can go through, things that'll help you, things that'll help your church, things that'll help your family, things that'll help others. And I encourage you to go there and be part of that. The 80th anniversary, this is going to be big. Don't miss out on that. I can remember reading The Sword of the Lord as a young man, as a young preacher, and finding that several of these sermons really had an impact that I read upon me. In addition to that, as you go to the conference, you can order a CD copies of the conference. And the great thing about that, I've gone back. I do that every year. I go back and listen to it once, and I realize how much I missed the first time I sat and listened to it. I listened to it a second time, and I realize how much I missed again. And usually I've listened to those things about three or four times, and each time I hear things I didn't hear the other times. And that's even with me taking notes. It is tremendous. It is full. It is very good for pastors. And let me encourage you, if you're a member of the church, that you encourage your pastor to go. Talk to your deacons and send the pastor and his wife to this conference, particularly this one, the 80th anniversary of the Sword of the Lord. Again, that's in Walkertown, North Carolina, at the Gospel Light Baptist Church. If you go to the Sword website, you can look up and see motels. You can get a good discounted rate for the motels, and that is a great thing to do. That is also near the Winston-Salem area. I encourage you to do that. I encourage you to do that soon. I always enjoy the Sword Conference. It's one of the highlights of the year for my wife and I. Some of the people of our church, we just enjoy going there. Now, finally, before we get into our study today, let me just say this. Our Lamp and Light Radio Ministry is a ministry of Central Baptist Church. And we have told people that over and over, and it still is a ministry of Central Baptist Church. Some of you are listening on radio stations that are networks. For an example, I'm on the Fundamental Broadcasting Network. There are other Bible networks that there's no advertising. And so, therefore, they depend upon the gifts of their listeners. And I know that you have many radio programs that ask you to send them money. And we've made it our policy that we do not take anybody's tithe. If you say, this is my tithe, we will mail it back to you. However, if it's an offering, that's anything above a tenth, and then that we will accept that, but we ask that you pray about it before you do it and know that God wants you to do that. Of course, you'd have to do that by faith, but understand that the stations that you listen to us on that are faith-based stations, they may need it to stay on the air. And if you want to listen to those stations in your area, then let me encourage you, when they have their share-a-thons that come up, that you're listening in and that you take advantage and commit to give an offering to those radio stations. We have a radio station with the Fundamental Broadcasting Network. Now, that's not the only stations we're on. We're on some other stations, but the Fundamental Broadcasting Network has the Lamp and Light Radio Ministry on it. Our church gives to FBN and then also our program, but then we have our own radio station. If you're in the Ocala, Anthony, Spar area, then we encourage you to help us out. If you can do that, if you're not a member of Central Baptist Church, but you would like to give, and it's above a tithe that you would give to your local church, then please help us out. But that's the only way I would say it. Let's make sure, though, that we keep God's word on the air. Now, if you have your Bibles, we're in 1 Samuel chapter 28. And this is one of those unusual stories. I found that this is one of the most interesting chapters in the Bible, and sometimes a controversial chapter because people have different ideas about the witch in this chapter. So I encourage you to just follow along and make sure that you take notes as you follow along. Now, before we start, though, let me ask this question. Why do Christians have trials? The Scriptures tell us of men who were faithful, yet they faced great trials. Joseph, he was a slave. He was imprisoned. And it just got worse, and it was that way for at least 13 years before things turned around. Abraham loved his son Ishmael, but he's told by God to send him out in Genesis 21. Then in Genesis chapter 22, God says, take your son Isaac, your only son, and sacrifice him to me. And you know, Abraham goes out to do it, but his heart must be heavy. Then in Genesis chapter 23, his wife dies. Now, there's three chapters of just one thing after another that would just destroy the best of us, and he had to go through all three of these things. What I'm saying is that I've just given you a couple of examples of men who went into trials and even into continual trial, and they came out on the other side with flying colors, so to speak. We could talk of Paul in the New Testament, and in like manner, he endured for Christ. But on the other hand, we see Israel tried in the wilderness and continually failing. We see Peter, who failed at various times through his ministry. As Christians, we need to take very close heed to Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 8. But if a man live many years and rejoice in them all, yet let him remember the days of darkness, for they shall be many. No, when you live to make your senior years, you realize, looking back, that those days were many. Now, what I want to do today, just a little bit differently than I normally approach this study, is that I want to read through the entire chapter. I'll make comments as we go along. And so you might say, just a quick overview. I mean a very broad overview. And then we'll go back for application's sake. And so let us look at this, starting with verse 1. And it came to pass in those days that the Philistines gathered their armies together for warfare to fight with Israel. And Achish said unto David, Know thou assuredly, thou shalt go out with me to battle, thou and thy men. And David said to Achish, Surely thou shalt know what thy servant can do. And Achish said to David, Therefore will I make thee keeper of mine head forever. Now, fortunately, God will intervene here so that David does not have to fight against Israel. There are those who say, No, when he said, Surely thou'll find out what thy servant can do, that secretly David had planned to turn on the Philistines and kill them and help Israel. And others say, No, he was actually going to fight Israel. The truth of the matter is, he doesn't tell us one way or the other, only that he was lining up, getting ready to go with them. And so those are some things that you find out when you get to heaven. And you don't take a doctrinal stand either way on that, because we're not told. But we do know, for one thing you can stand on is this. God intervenes, and he's not going to allow it to happen. David is not going to march into that war with the armies of the Philistines. Then we go on to verse 3. It says, Now Samuel was dead, and all Israel had lamented him and buried him in Ramah, even in his own city. And Saul had put away those that had familiar spirits and the wizards out of the land. Now, I find that interesting, because we think of Saul as a spiritual failure, and some even look at Saul as not a saved man. And we'll see more about that a little bit later. But Saul had put away those that had familiar spirits. Deuteronomy 18, verses 9 through 14, it commanded that don't suffer them to live. In other words, don't allow them to live. Now, this idea of those that have the familiar spirits and so forth, this is just looking these witches and so forth and the ones that have the seances. Communication with spirits is evidently as old as history. But it has been strictly forbidden by God, as we mentioned, Deuteronomy 18. The entities called forth by spirit mediums, that really a process called channeling in the New Age movement, they're not the spirits of deceased human beings, as often is claimed, but are evil spirits or demons under the direction of Satan. Now, I've heard people say, well, how could they know those things that only that person would know, and how could they have a voice that sounds exactly like ours? Look, if we can remember things, and if we can record voices as they actually are, that is no problem for these super demonic spirits to do.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, May the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.